Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Kevin, Nate Dolan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I was told to give you a call. Looking to buy one of those Zerona machines.
Gotcha, okay. So you're looking into financing, and I was told that you had some questions, and I was told it would be a good idea that we maybe talk just to probably avoid any confusion. Kind of in translation, I guess you could say. So I was told you own an auto dealership.
I do. I own a car lot here.
Okay. And then this is probably, I'm guessing, some kind of a side thing for you, or maybe it's starting as a side thing, but maybe it'll grow.
Yeah, it should.
So how did this kind of come about? How did you decide to...
I had some love handles that I wasn't happy with that I busted my ass in the gym every day, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this out. And, of course, when I'm laying there trying the laser machine out, I'm thinking that the coin's turning in my head because a couple of my good friends are chiropractors, and they own a couple buildings around here, and they would lease to me. So I thought, you know what, I should figure something out and get one of these and market the hell out of it and rock and roll on it.
Gotcha. Now, did you actually end up using it? Did it work?
It did. The thing worked. Yeah, it does wonders. I mean, I can see all the bad. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of bad reviews. There's the few people on Google or whatever if you have about it. But the thing that got me is when I researched the heck out of it, everyone, you know, praises it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work unless you change your lifestyle, you eat healthy, and you work your butt out at the gym. Then it works.
Right. Well, that's what I was curious about because I'm kind of a gym rat myself, an ex-athlete, and
Yeah.
a lot of these machines. So I was just, you know, I knew they worked because, you know, I assumed they worked because they're selling and, you know, people are buying second and third machines. So,
right.
Just kind of curious if, you know, you had good results. And
yeah. And of course, you know, I mean, I'm, what am I, 6'3", 230. And I mean, I just had the, you know, the gut and the love handles in back that's so hard to get rid of. And then I got so much cortisol in my body. So I started taking cortisol supplements, and I eat all the healthy stuff, the protein, all the amino acids. I mean, if you eat healthy on it and rock and roll, it burns that fat right off. That machine's unreal.
That's fun. I mean, we're very similar. I'm like 6'4", you know, 225, and, you know, ideally.
Right.
That's like perfect, but it's so hard, you know, to get right there unless I'm spending, you know, 2 hours on cardio. And I try to eat healthy, but I'm just, you know, I'm getting older and it's getting tougher. And
well, heck yeah, and it's good to have a good meal once in a while, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. You gotta live.
Absolutely. So, in regards to the financing, what I was kind of explaining to them, you know, we do these all day long. Being a startup is not a concern for us at all. The concern that I have is because, you know, we only write business loans. It still has to, you know, make sense.
Absolutely.
I can't put the laser under, you know, the auto dealership.
Right.
You can do it under a startup business. You know, if you get your, you know, business license as a sole proprietorship or a corp.
I was thinking, yeah, I got a couple. Actually, I already got it set up. I got three different ones I run under. I got a couple other companies also. But, yeah, like start like another business or do an S corp under that. And then I could just have her write me a lease out for part of her building, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then, yeah, I know the one person that has it in the town I'm in Cambridge, Minnesota, it's 12,000-15,000 people, but there's one machine within 60 miles of me in this whole area.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I mean, it's just, and I know that one machine's real busy too, and they're not real aggressive. They've been chiropractors their whole life. I'm in the auto industry. I've been marketing my whole life, and I think I could really just rock it. I mean, all my inventory I own is free and clear. I could write you a check for it, but then I couldn't buy cars that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I'm, just thinking, why not expand? What do they say? The average millionaire has 7 streams of income.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's all
about
it. And
right.
You know, for financing, you know, machines right now, the tax implications are really good, you know, as opposed to paying
cool.
tax. Now, the other businesses that you have that are already in place, can we relate this to any of those?
No, I would have to open up a new one.
Okay.
What, yeah, I probably would. I would have to be like... Well, DNC Motors is separate. I do have N&D Marketing, where I used to go into different dealerships and do advertising for them. I wonder if I could throw it under that.
What was that? What kind of business is that?
That's just kind of like a marketing consulting company.
Possibly. It kind of depends.
In that business, I've had that business for 7 or 8 years, and it's good, yeah. That one, actually, I probably could.
Yeah, we can give that a shot. I mean, the longer, you know, the longer that the business has been around, you know, the better the terms are going to be for the financing as well. So that might be the best
right.
shot to do is just give it a shot on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, let's do that. Right. And that one's already registered with the state and everything.
Okay.
Here's the deal. The only thing on my bureau's flawless for the last 10 years. I traded a truck in to a car dealership, a brand new truck, and that car dealership went out of business and never paid my truck off. I've contacted Capital One 55,000 times. I spent $6,000 and went to court. I got every court document that shows that I traded that truck in. I contacted all three bureaus, but for the life of me, I've been battling these guys for 4 years. They will not take it off my bureau. But I have all the court papers to back it up and the purchase agreement to show I traded that truck in and paid it off.
Okay.
That is the only, yeah, that's the only thing.
Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. I mean, this is a business loan, so.
Well,
know.
It just drives me goddamn nuts. You know what I mean? I trade a truck in, pay it off, give them the money for it, and then they go out of business and don't pay my bank off, and my bank still throws it on my beer. It's just ridiculous.
That's slimy.
Yeah, I know.
Slimy. Wow. Well, let's take a look and see what it looks like. I mean, I don't see that being a big issue, to be honest with you. You know, it's a business loan, especially if we're putting it under a business that's been around for a while.
Right.
I think that's our best bet. Did James send you my form, or do you want me to email that over to you?
No, if you can, shoot an email to me, and I'll fill it out and get it right back to you.
Perfect. Give me a second here. Okay, what is your email address?
It's T as in Paul, C as in Charlie, Otto, A-U-T-O, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, @yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right, I will shoot that right over, and then I'll get James to send me over a quote.
Yeah.
And I'll get started on it right away.
Awesome. I will get that. Give me about an hour. I got to run a couple errands. I shot a deer this morning. I bull hunt like crazy, so I got to go take that.
Very cool.
All right, cool, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.